Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We do have on the line the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Doug Peterson. Hi, Doug.
Hey, good morning, Angelo.
Wow, crazy day here, Doug. Fans are beyond irate. You said you would look at your decision to punt with fresh eyes. What did you say?
I think looking back on it, a couple of things. I hate the fact that the game came down to that one play. We should have won the game. Probably in regulation. Looking back on it, you know, with some of the execution we had, not only offensively but defensively. But fast forward to the end of the game, obviously, well within Jake's. I mean, it's long, well within Jake's range. You know, we've been 4th and 7 at that time. You know, things that go into that decision, obviously, or you know. I believe we haven't converted a 4th down all season other than a QB sneak. So our execution there has been, you know, been lacking just a little bit. But looking back on it, I would have probably gone the other way and taken a chance to, you know, maybe a shot down the field and put the ball up in the air, you know, looking back on it, you know, and obviously it's, you know, with clear eyes this morning, you know, a lot of things could have happened, right? DPI, illegal contact, you know, could have been an offensive holding, could have been a sack. Or there's a lot of things that could go into those plays. But, looking back on it, it's probably what I would do.
Hey, Doug, I'm telling you what we're getting as a reaction, that this was uncharacteristic of you because you've always been bold with these decisions, and that wasn't one. Was it the sequence of events, the false start, that put you in that position and you just made a quick instantaneous move? Is that what happened there?
Are you referring to the false start on the field goal?
Yeah, just before the field goal, why you ended up punting.
In that situation, now you go from 4th and 7 to 4th and 12. It's a tough thing. I mean, again, looking back, You put it in your quarterback's hands to win the game. And you know, Zach was having a decent second half and some of the guys. And you know, you look back on it and you go, okay, let's trust those guys and put it in their hands. But 4th and 12 is not only to overcome that, you know, it's got to take 11 guys doing the right thing.
Doug, I get a sense that you feel you sent the wrong message to the team by not showing faith in them. Is that one of the things you're saying to us?
No, not at all. I still trust in the guys. I still believe in the guys. You know, and these are things that we will learn from. I will learn from it. I've never been in this situation as a coach, obviously, to make this decision, you know, at the end of the game like this. And these are things that, you know, we continue to coach. We continue to teach. This is why we get in this business. You know, I made 92 other decisions offensively in this game, plus a few more, and that's just what it comes down to. It comes down to making those one or two, you know, right decisions, and that's on me.
Doug, we're all wrestling with Matt Pryor moving on the snap on the what would have been the field goal. How does something like that happen, and how do you handle it internally after the fact?
Well, it can't happen. It just flat out can't happen, and it's something that we've coached with our guys. We've put them through these situations. You know, a lot of times the field goal block team, the defense can stem the front and move the front, and you know, you just got to be disciplined in those situations. And we didn't, and we that's another area that we're going to address with all the players, not just one guy. You know, there was enough in this game that cost us the game. You know, my decision at the end, you know, players, we all had a hand in this game.
Doug, you mentioned after the game that you thought your team was just not playing smart football. You're smart. Your quarterback smart. Your defensive coordinator is very smart. Why aren't you playing smart?
You know, I think sometimes that when you get in situations like this, when you're 0-2, you had a chance to maybe pull out the first game of the year, and even as bad as you play, and you know, this game comes down to split second decisions and timing and accuracy, and you know, I use a phrase around here: everything matters, and the details and the fine things, and players, you know, players have to understand that. Coaches have to understand that. There has to be, you know, a sense of urgency when we take the field as a group, everybody. And, you know, it's things that we talk about. It's things I bring up, you know, a lot with the team. And I have to continue to, you know, drive those points home so that we all understand that when the players see this and what we're putting on film is obviously not good enough and it's not up to our expectations.
Doug, what's your best read right now on what's happening with Carson Wentz?
Well, yesterday it was tough because, you know, we lost Dallas Goedert on the ninth play of the game, and then DeSean Jackson goes out. And, you know, obviously those are two big guys that we game plan for. And then you know, you start moving some pieces around, and it just becomes difficult, you know. And it's, listen, I've always said this before, that it's not about one guy. We got to make sure that everybody's toeing the line and doing the right things, you know, executing their job on any one particular play, whether it's the offensive line, runners, receivers, tight ends, everybody, quarterbacks, we're all in this. And so it's, you know, it's not about just one guy. And you know, there's some plays that he probably, you know, wishes and would want to have back in the game, and maybe it makes a difference, but we're going to continue to push forward.
Doug, I want to tell you why people keep asking about Carson's mechanics. You dialed up a great play call, Miles Sanders down the sideline, and he was wide open, and Carson overthrew him by 5-10 yards. And people don't understand how a guy who was so great in 2017 could miss that badly. Do you have an explanation?
That's a tough one. That's a hard one. I mean, it's it was a play that we'd put in during the week specifically for Miles. We knew that the Bengals would probably jump into man coverage, which they did, and we had the one-on-one matchup. And you know, one of the things too, I mean, we haven't had we haven't had Miles out there much in the empty world, and We hit it in practice a couple of times, and it's hard to put a finger on it. You know, that's one of the plays he would love to have back. I know he would. And we as professional athletes and coaches, we got to make those plays. We try to put our players in position to be successful and give them opportunities. And we got to look at ourselves in the mirror this morning and figure this out.
Doug, what would it take for you to at least look at the possibility of trying a different quarterback?
No, you don't go there. That's a knee-jerk reaction. That's a reaction to, you know, to you know, things that sometimes are, you know, the aura that's out there, right? I mean, that's not what we believe internally, and we're going to continue to get better, Carson. Carson's our quarterback. We're gonna get it fixed. He's gonna get it fixed. And you know, we got a long season. Listen, we're only a half game out of first place, for goodness sakes. I mean, you know, the whole division right now is not playing very good football. So, you know, we're not that far off.
And I guess that's kind of close to answering my last question. Are you worried about this season? You sound like you still have some confidence.
I do. You know, I've got a lot of confidence. I believe in this team. It's probably as hard as it is for people to believe that. I believe in these guys. And what the fans don't see, and I wish they could, is how these guys work during the week and how they practice and prepare. And, you know, how they rally around each other. I mean, the sideline was energetic yesterday, and the guys were pulling for each other. There's no pointing fingers, you know. It's all about rallying together. We played with, I mean, we had guys hurt that were playing in this football game at the end of the game, and it's just a remarkable feat by some of these guys to battle it out the way they did, and then of course the offense to come back, and tie the game. But you got a lot of faith in these guys, and we know we got work to do. I mean, listen, bottom line, we got to work, and you know, we're going to do that this week.
Doug, thank you very much. Good luck.
Thanks, Angelo.
All right, Doug Peterson with some difficult questions that I thought he handled them pretty well. Al, he is now acknowledging he would not have punted. I got that from it, right?
That's pretty wild.
What? What do you mean?
I've never heard that.
What?
I've never heard a coach.
Yeah, I was trying to probe what the circumstances were that would have led him to decide it in the moment.
Well, I guess you go in your locker room and the quarterback. I mean,
maybe that happened.
I don't know,
some pushback. Jonesy, what was your take on that? I was hoping for that, but I wasn't expecting it.
I was wondering if I was actually hearing it clearly because I was so surprised.
No, he said he would not have punted.
Yeah, no, he did. Yeah, that he would have went for it. And that's the right answer, but.
Right.
Boy, it's a difficult answer to come up with the next day. I mean, you rely on him to make the right decisions at the right time.
I just, Josie, I keep going back to the sequence. It's so rare that a lineman would move on a snap.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
So I don't think if I were the coach on the sideline, I would be prepared for that circumstance. And then sometimes you just react to what you normally would do.
Right.
How many times are you in overtime with 19 seconds to go?
That's the point he made.
Well, it's outside of field goal range, and there's no way we're going to be able to get 4th and 12. That's a long shot. We punt. And then when you got the punt team out, you suddenly go, wait a minute, I got to do something here. We can't win now. We can't win the game.
I thought these teams have so many analytic people sitting upstairs that someone would have got
the
message.
Jonesy, also wonder how many voices were in his ears.
Yeah, that's part of it,
at that point.
I don't know.
You know, time dwindling down, no time. I mean.
I'll say this. That's the stand-up coach that I have really appreciated over the 5 years. Those were direct answers to the questions we had. Now, whether or not they helped you, that's why we have phone lines, and we're going to check with you when we get back. The number is 215-592-9494. You can't get out with that. The people that are on hold, I will ask you if that helped at all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.